Nolte, more than 100,000 voters chose uncommitted over Joe Biden in Michigan Democrat primary. By John Nolte on February 28, 2024. His fraudulency. Joe Biden faced humiliation in Tuesday night's Michigan primary after more than 100,000 Democrats chose uncommitted over the sitting president. With 95% of the vote counted, Biden won the primary with 618,006 votes, which only adds up to 81.1% of the total vote, a terrible showing for an incumbent. Those 100,995 uncommitted votes add up to 16% of Biden's total vote. In the upcoming presidential election, Biden cannot win this crucial swing state if 16%, or even 10%, of Democrats stay home. By comparison, only 33,383 Republicans voted uncommitted. That's only around 4% of Donald Trump's vote total of 756,636. In 2020, Biden allegedly beat Trump in Michigan by a mere 154,188 out of more than 5 million votes. Something else that should concern Democrats is that, with 95% of the vote counted, former President Trump snatched 756,636 total votes in the Michigan Republican primary, which tops Biden's vote total by about 140,000 raw votes. Hell, Trump's 756,636 nearly tops the total, so far, of all votes in the Democrat primary, 762,254. Tuesday's results also reflect results in the 2024 general election polling. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of Michigan polls, Trump leads Hunter's dad by 5.1 points, 47.1 to 42%. Trump has led in the last 8 Michigan polls. Biden has not led in a Michigan poll since October. For more context, get a load of this. Not once during the 2020 race did Trump top Biden in the Real Clear Michigan polling. In fact, Trump never got closer than around 3 points. Now he's up 5, an 8-point swing. The last time an incumbent Democrat president was on the Michigan primary ballot was Barry Obama in 2012. Back then, only 20,833 voted uncommitted. Overall, only 194,887 Democrats voted in that primary. But there was no sense of urgency among Democrats to vote in that primary. Democrats loved Obama. He was their guy. The Biden situation is very different, especially in Michigan among the crucial Arab vote. As Breitbart News reported, there was an organized campaign among Michigan Democrats to humiliate Biden by juicing the uncommitted vote. There was also an organized effort in the Biden campaign to kill this uncommitted crusade. President Joe Biden is struggling with Democrat Muslim voters in Michigan, who are planning to vote uncommitted in the upcoming Democrat primary in the state on February 27. Former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu, Biden campaign co-chair, on Monday at a campaign event tried to reassure Michigan Democrat voters that Biden was not ignoring their concerns over Palestinian civilian deaths in the Israel-Hamas war. The good news, if you love America, is that the Biden campaign's effort to spare itself this humiliation was a massive failure. In Dearborn, where most of the vote is in and where most of the Arab community lives, 56% voted for uncommitted. Only 40% chose Biden. In what should be a Democrat stronghold, Biden lost to uncommitted by 16 points and 1,700 votes. And let's not pussyfoot around what's happening here. Biden and the Democrats climbed into bed and snuggled with Jew haters in the Arab community. I'm not saying all Arabs hate Jews, but enough do that Biden's deal with this particular devil is now returning to haunt him. By a wide margin, Americans support Israel. This forces Biden to pretend he supports Israel. But the devil in Michigan, who looks like this, has come for her due, and the swing state that might decide our next president is slipping from Biden's grasp. In previous elections, Democrats like Obama and Biden could thread this needle by quietly supporting Israel while treating Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu like a stepchild. That all changed on October 7 when Hamas brutally butchered, raped, mutilated, and kidnapped thousands of Israeli civilians. Biden had no choice but to come out in support of Israel, and now he's paying the price for making Jew haters part of his demonic coalition, which also includes trans loons, the mentally ill, racial arsonists, and open borders freaks. In order to win re-election, Biden has to appease some truly evil people. But doing so could cost him the votes of normal people. The Democrat Party chose extremists, perverts, and bigots over the rest of us, and now, at least in Michigan, Biden is paying the price. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone, and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.